children to teach them, to understand life, to see the light. And I was very heartbroken. But I meant to bring this out because of myself. I always did something that ever there was a heart to for things in the family or struggling. I was there to help. All right, that's as much as for me. But what I want to say is about during my lifetime, I only knew to do good things. And in the trade I was, I worked hard and I only wanted to see the union. The organization which got strength for many, not for one. One person individually can make his way in many, many things. But when you're in a trade, like the needle trade, since 1904 that union has been organized.
1904.
It's still, until today, it's got power. Power enough to keep organizations all over the countries, all over the world as far as that's concerned, to have enough funds to keep functioning. They saved money for our retirement. And they helped a lot of people to make a better living. And this was part of me too.
And better protection on the job.
I always fought for bitterly for another nickel so we can have another dime in our pocket.
We did it together.
And you know the union organization and the buses association, you had to be, if you fought one, you've been in a battle with the other. It was a thoroughly hardship. Until today, I'm retired 8 years. And I've enjoyed the income for the retirees, that they have an international fund for that. But last week, I received a letter notifying me that I'm going to get a raise, $25 a month on that retirement check. Well, natural, money-wise speaking, it was very good. I enjoyed that very much. But above everything, more than the money, I have enjoyed the fact that the union I was fighting for, fighting with, are still strong and powerful enough to be in existence and to bargain with the manufacturers associations and to be able to get a raise for the retired people. This was the biggest gain of my working years. That's how happy I felt. I wrote a letter to Bialis about it. I told him. I said it was more to me, the letter meant more to me than the check. Because of the fact that the union is strong and the union is in existence and so many people in the future will benefit by its system. Something that I helped build. Abby knows we helped Stephen to buy a building for it.
I've got the record of that.
I have too.
We paid a whole day's wages.
We paid a day's wages.
And then that for I don't know.
One day, a half a day's wages.
And then for several years, we paid 1 hour.
You see, it's women like us that really carry the hardship of this organization. And it feels nothing better than that. Now, As a woman, I want to tell you something. To my observation that nature put a terribly responsible load on women. Nature itself did.
We have to
be with those. Beginning with menstrual periods, with bearing children, with raising children, bearing the brunt of the after war, to be widowed or to be injured or any kind of a world disaster. Whatever happens, the children and the women are always struggling because the men mostly go out in front of battle and the women don't have it any easier than that. And I think that women should be completely benefited for their way of life that they have to carry on. But nobody wants to know you for more than just a human being. That you have hundreds of responsibilities as a woman that a man hasn't got. Nobody remembers that. Nobody wants to pay attention. Because under the system we live, all that counts is speed, production, profit, and so on. And of course,
and she's
food.
She's been used to produce that for me.
And the women are being used in the way of life very much more than the men. And the women have nothing to battle against liberation from men. He has to battle against the system we are living in. Because only under a different system the women can be compensated for what they are.
How would you compare that to some of your earlier experiences, like, you know, say when you were still in Russia?
When I was in Russia, I was a little girl of a capitalistic father. We had it good. My father employed 8-10 people. My mother had a maid, and it was very hard work, or a lot of work. She hired another maid. We were functioning very well. That was before the war and before the revolution. After the revolution, there was nothing I can speak about the system, or the way of life for women, or the way of life for men. It was destruction. It was destruction. Destruction. I was there from the beginning of it, yeah. I was there from 14 to 17 in the First World War. And I was in a town with lots of railroad people, lots of trains running by every day, 2-3 hospitals, which no town in Russia had it, except ours, with dump ammunition dumps. And it was a turmoil. Never mind woman, man, or child. It was a turmoil. You got killed wherever you were in the way, wherever it hit you, you were killed. That time, I cannot speak about. Natural. The Russian Revolution is a different story, and what I'm speaking about is a different story. See, when I came to this country after that turmoil, I thought I came to liberty, freedom, free thinking, and making a living. I was able to go out and not be afraid, not like today. I only got my laundry for the night time, everything I found in the morning intact. I came to a peaceful place. I was very happy, I am still happy. But what we are facing today, and concerning the women, the woman liberation functioning, or whatever they call themselves, they will not accomplish themselves. You know what they are? They are victims of the beginning of something. I couldn't tell you, even the young women that are involved don't know what it is. Did you read the letter? She doesn't know what she's talking about.
But she has a wonderful heart.
But she thinks natural.
She's a wonderful person.
There she is. She works and 5 girls are eating food with her and paying rent. And she's the productive one. But, like I said before, the women that are involved in the liberation movement today, they themselves don't know what they want. I agree with them with one thing, that women in general, young, old, babies, children, they are entitled to some kind of a way where their life should not be all misery and all work and all carrying the load of everything and everybody. Do you realize what a woman goes through within her life? You raise a daughter first. You worry she should match up with the right male to make herself happy. Then she gets involved. She has children. She's got put up the same load you faced in your young life. There's nobody participating. If you marry a good man, he struggles with you. He goes out to work every day, he provides a little for. Comes along the women's liberation movement, she says she don't need the man. Now that is absolutely crazy. Because nature has built us as women, and nature built man. Out of lesbian life, you can't reproduce. Population cannot increase or be there at all if you need a lesbian life, man with man and women with women. Nature didn't mean it that way. It's us, human beings, that we are going against it. Just because we're stupid, we don't know what we want. What we really need is to make nature more beautiful, more helpful, make life and in economy and politics in a way that will ease the burdens that brings on a woman in our life. That's what we need. Not the women group together in the corner, and men group together in the corner, and before you know, boom, boom, there's a battle, there's a strike, there's this, they go out and they get killed, what? For what? For when? This is not the thing we need. It isn't. What we need is make life comfortable for every living being. In particular for the woman. I don't care if it will come through a marriage, I don't care if it will come through a new system that will provide for all these hardships that a woman has to go through with. Let the state raise children. Let the state look into their health condition. I don't care. I want to work. I want to work here. I'm still working. I want to work till as long as I can see or work with my hands. But I won't have conditions where I will come. After work, I can have easily, I don't have to run a shop. I want to wash and mend everything and save on everything. I want to come home to a system where I can be comfortable after my day's work. And because I'm a woman, I never had it. And the Women's Liberation League will not bring it in. You know why? Because they don't know what they're fighting for. Sure, they've got problems. They want the woman to get very equal wages, equal time. They want women recognized in colleges. They want women recognized on jobs. Sure, those are all wonderful things. But we have them coming to us. Because we are women. You've got to have more of those liberations. Because the laws are so much heavier on us. You nurse a baby, you get a blister or a lump, you got a cancer. Why? Why doesn't the man get a cancer on the breast? They should be provided for. That cancer should be taken care of. They should have enough research systems where they can find out why that cancer happens on the breast. And prevent it. Let the woman live like a human being, the way she was born and should be raised.
So
what? So they're causing up the inland steel because they've got to pay 23,000 a fine. Why paying fine? Why shouldn't there be a system where the policy should be clear, nicely, evenly? No, they provide money for atomic bombs in different countries, but they wouldn't provide money for fuel pollution. So what I say, as a woman, I should have been born and raised in a different system. And I think as a woman, you should be considered that we need that much help.
If you have changed
part of
the system, you
are. How do you feel about that now that you've gone through a life like that, Rose? Are you angry or are you...
I'm not angry, and I'll tell you why. I tell you why. In the first place, according to the systems we live in and the traditions that we were raised for generations, our our parents, our great parents, our great grandparents tried to raise us with understanding and patience and acceptance. We should accept everything. I raised my mother's 12 children and I accepted it. My granddaughter didn't even want to wipe her own glass. She says, "Your mama, you have to wipe the dishes. You have to cook." I mean, because she grew up under those circumstances that you're living in. But I personally knew one thing. My mother cooked. I washed dishes. My father made a living. My brother was supposed to be a robber. He was supposed to study. That's the way I had to accept it.
You were part of the business.
I was part of the money, of family. Of family. But this is the way from medieval times, this is the way families survive. And let's not deny it. Human beings are a family. Not only human beings, ants and bees and flies and animals, we're a family. You see a little colt walking beside his horse mama. It shoves against the mama. Why? Because there is a thread of blood and flesh between the two. Same thing as a human being. And that was the only way, I think, that civilization was able to survive. There were so many problems against human beings centuries and centuries back that some bright men, some there were leaders, realized that call it religion, call it
morals.
Anything.
Code of morals.
Call it anything. You've got to have a system where it will be order. It will keep order.
Yeah, we have order.
And one of that system was a family. And a family has brought in order amongst human beings. And it was going there for generations. But now, what do the young people hope for? By living women with women, men with men, children, they don't care where they are. Some have a baby and leave it in the garbage can. So what's a baby? It's nothing. What's love? It's nothing. What is responsibility or respect? Let's call it. I don't exactly mean respect. I mean continuation of feelings between human beings. What is it? Youth says there is no such a thing. There is no such a thing. No, youth says there is no such thing. There is no such thing as feeling. Love is only a four-letter word. And I say no. Love to begin with is passion when you're young. Later it's devotion, and later it's friendship, and later still it's devotion.
The mother to a child is the most important.
But look how many burdens that poor little woman is upset, is set up with. Everything is a woman's load. Now this is what we want to build. A system where women and family should be, their life should be eased so they can go on. Their life should be eased. Whether it would come through our husband who's married to her, whether it would come a system set up by the government that you live in, by the state, or something. That's what I think should be. Not running away from home or running away from tradition. If that can help you lead into a better life for women, why not tradition? Why not use its background? Why not use history? That women always struggled. Women always were in the misery. They always had arthritis. They always had a breast cancer. Let's help them. Let's have a system where they can avoid all those things and live like human beings. Not run away from it. Running away from anything doesn't give you nothing. Just doesn't work that way. You see, I believe that nature takes its place in every way you want to turn. You put in the pot of food to cook without water. It will just burn. You just have to have water with it. It's got to be complete. And that's what nature is. And all these things have been like me and Eric Kramer and hundreds of thousands of us had that feeling in them, whether they knew it or they didn't know how to work it out. They struggled. They climbed the walls, the fences, the meetings, the pipes, the grills,
like
to make it better.
The people like us only know that you can't do it alone. You have to have organizational work to do it, and you have to have other people help
you. Well, natural. You've got to do something to work out a system where you're going to be enjoying your natural life. That's all there is to it. I don't care to wear diamonds.
And I'm not afraid to wear
20 carats or 50 carats. I don't even care to wear one for an ounce. I mean, what will it do me? I'm very pretty without diamonds. And I'm very proud of it, and I don't want any diamonds. And I never fought for them. I had the offers. And Eric Kramer, I'm sure, had offers too. We were both beautiful women. But we would rather go to the union meetings to fight out the conditions. Or go to night school. In advance. Tell me, what did I do with labor economics? I went and I took up 2 years labor economics on a college size, whatever you call it.
What
for? But I was interested. I wanted to know what does labor economics give to the labor movement? What does the union get out of it? Why do they have conferences in Washington with the Secretary of Labor? Well, why are so many leaders involved? And why should they be crooks? You know? This is what I had in my heart, without a labor education, without a communist education, and I'm not a liberation woman. Sure, I would like it easier. But I assume, not only I assume, I realize it cannot be done under the system. It's got to work like a turmoil affair. One pulls out of the other. And of course, the woman gets worn out in between.
Do you think that you grew up with those same attitudes, Rose?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
You were mentioning once that you were active in a union or something when you were 14, or you were...
Oh, that was in Europe. You see, when I was 14, after the World War, First World War, was finished, 1915, I think it was. No, it was 1917. And the World War was finished and the revolution broke out.
But in 1918, the World War was over?
No, that was later. The World War was going on. Because Poland got involved and the German armies got involved, they all remained in Russia. And part of Russia became revolutionized. See, where I come, it was not revolutionized, where I come from. But the minute that revolution was established in the western part of Russia, there were, like you say, fissures of some kind. There were feelings, political feelings for organization, even though the system was not here. But the working people, the poor, they realized, why should we work for this particular man and he gets all the money and he pays me $50 a year, a room and board. I'm making the garments. That's what happened right away. I'm making the work. I should get 60%, and the man that runs the organization and leads the affair, you know, he puts in time, he should get the 40%, and we should get the 60%. And that's exactly what happened to my father. That, at that time, that was in 1918, unions began to organize in my part of the country, in the eastern part of Russia, in the Ukraine. And who were they going to organize with? All these working men and women didn't know how to write their names. You see, you could only have children in school if you owned a home. If you had 10 children, only 2, even if you owned a home, only 2 children were taken into school. If you owned a home, but the poor population didn't own a home. So they were not educated. They didn't even know the ABC. There was an ABC in Russia, in the Russian, anyway, I'm not talking about that now, see? So, I was one of the children, my father owned a home, and I was one of the children that was lucky to go to grade school. And I knew how to write and read. And when these people, all these working women and men, they wanted to organize a union, they had nobody to put the ABC down, a name, to write down an address. So they picked me. I was also a young person. I used to go out for them to meetings. I used to listen in. And they picked me for a secretary. The first union was organized in my town. And I was only 14, going on 15. And they picked me for the secretary.
Did your father sympathizing with that?
No. I didn't last very long because the working women and men themselves threw me out because my father was an employer and I don't belong to them. See, I myself was not a working girl. I was a homemade girl, you know, home-style girl. I didn't work, so I was not entitled to be in a union or secretary. So 3 months later, they kicked me out. But nevertheless, I was with these young people. You know, my girlfriends, my boyfriends, in Europe, the young people I worked from 10, 12 years of age. And they organized the union, they picked on me as a secretary, and they had